Well, Adam, three practice sessions under the belt in the sunshine here at Donington, which is nice, isn't it? How was those sessions for you?
It's been okay. It's strange. It made such a stark difference to round one at Donington, but from where I'm sitting, the track is completely different to when we came here for that pre-season test. So we've had quite a bit of work to do to set the car up. And actually find some grip. You know, we thought we'd come here with the heat and the temperature, but it's not been that. It's not been the case of that. So we've had to try a few things, put a few things together. We made some big steps in FP2, which is good. I think we found the direction we need to go. So, touch wood in quali, we should be all right.
FP2 is always the real pointer, isn't it, for qualifying? And here at Brands Hatch, we've got the track temperature. We've got the use of the hybrids.
Don't forget the driver temperature.
And then come the race, we've got the use of option tyres later on in the weekend. There's a lot of variables. It feels like this weekend is the real start of the real challenges with the new way of doing things.
100%. And I think in about an hour's time, we're going to see the true performance of what this hybrid is like. I mean, we've seen a little bit of that already in FP2. And it sort of mixed it up even more with the odds and evens and then the group two. So, but that's what it's needed. That was the whole point of the hybrid. And I think it's doing what it says on the tin. And then come race day, you know, the top 10 in race one have to use a medium compound tyre regardless. And then the guy in P11 can have softs on and full use of hybrid. So it's going to really mix things up. So you just got to maximise every opportunity you get when you've got the hybrid, you've got the right tyre, you're in the right position. So hopefully we'll be at the sharp end come the end of quali, touch wood, and we'll go from there.
You never know what anybody else is doing in the free practice sessions, but looking at your times and what you did, particularly in FP2, some very tidy lap times in there.
Yeah, we've been okay. There's little bits still to trim and to find. We've still got a bit of an issue with just a bit of an inherent understeer, really. So we know ways about that to fix it. New tyres should help that straight away. But our goal now is just to move up through the qualifying sessions and just try and make sure we get into Q3 and give ourselves the best opportunity come race day tomorrow.
Have a great qualifying.
Thanks, Steve. Thank you very much.